This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Normally on Monday mornings, we talk to our news analyst, Koki Roberts, about the political situation in the moment. This morning, we're going to talk to Koki about the situation of her hometown, New Orleans. Koki has just returned from her first visit to New Orleans since Hurricane Katrina, and she's with us now. Koki, welcome.
Thanks, Steve.
You spoke to us on the morning the hurricane hit, Monday, August 29th, and you said this about your home city.
It is a city that has withstood so many things over its storied history, and the idea that the levees could break is really something that is almost impossible to contemplate.
Now we've had a couple of months to contemplate this, and it's still hard to get your mind around.
Well, of course, you've been there, Steve. I had not, and you have that experience, any of us who's covered disasters, which most of us have, where you usually see a terrible area, and then you see normalcy. There is nothing normal. You just see mile after mile of this devastation and so many little moments of it that just hit you. The army is guarding the yacht club, and it's very hard to feel sympathetic for people with yachts, but they let me in, and these yachts are all topsy-turvy on top of each other, and what is covering them are trillions of seagulls, little looters that have come in, and they are just covering the yachts, making the biggest racket you could possibly imagine. And, you know, just sort of back to nature. And you feel that way about so much of the city, except there is no nature. It's all brown. There's nothing green. The water must have been so filthy that anything the water touched has died. And then there are these islands of normalcy. French Quarter is looking pretty good. The Garden District uptown are looking pretty good. But there are no kids. Some schools have finally opened, and I saw some kids playing dodgeball. It was so wonderful in their little parochial school uniforms. And there are very few black people in a city that has been majority African-American. It's so odd to be in New Orleans and see so many white people.
When you talk to people who have been the elites of that city, do you think they have a good sense of what to do next?
Everybody is waiting for some leader. It is remarkable how that is true. This failure of leadership is so keenly felt, and everybody just keeps saying somebody has to come in here and make this work. And they're all trying very hard to make it work. They're back. They're trying. They're having trouble hiring people because there's no housing. But the city officials say it's going to be up and running. I believe it will be up and running, but it does have at the moment still such a sense of disaster. The television local programs still have the crawl, the thing underneath, telling you emergency numbers to call. There's still 4,000 people missing. It's an incredible number 2 months later. Mm. And so there's this
strong... more people than were killed in the World Trade Center.
That's right. And there's this strong sense that the country has got to get together and support New Orleans, and some leader has to come forward to do that.
Koki, how's your mom?
Well, she's a very tough lady, and she has, of course, dedicated her life to this city. And I'll tell you one thing, people were awfully glad to see her home.
She has returned now to New Orleans.
She is there.
And she's living on Bourbon Street, as I understand.
Her Bourbon Street house needs some repair. She's staying with a friend on Charter Street, but people just were thrilled to see her back.
How old is your mother now?
She'll be 90 in March.
Oh, my goodness. And she's not going anywhere. She can't imagine going anywhere, I bet.
She very much wants to be home.
Does she have any advice? This is a woman who, with great experience in public policy, among other things. Does she have any advice for her fellow citizen?
Her advice would be pick up, move on, we've got to get it done. But she would also agree that the country has to help.
NPR's Koki Roberts, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Koki's a native of New Orleans, which her mother, Lindy Boggs, represented in Congress.